Hello?
Hello. Hi. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated to any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell you anything, and your answers are confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Probably. Very likely.
Okay. And what is your age? 36, 45, 81. 40. Okay.
Okay.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Travis County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I really don't have any opinion on it. Maybe a little gone off on the wrong track. Okay.
Okay. And when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. Will you now be asked about proposals that may appear on the ballot this November? Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called a Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Travis impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimate $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or no against this proposal?
Probably no.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably no against.
Since a ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes or no for this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably?
Probably.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote. I don't know. No, probably.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trail and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keep in mind that which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one, ma'am. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trail and plan and construct new trail, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one do you choose, ma'am, or comes closest to your opinion?
The last one, I would oppose any cost.
Thank you. And thank you for your patience. Mm-hmm. For the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Travis County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first choice: controlling growth and development, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety.
Okay.
Which one comes closest to what's most important for you and your family, ma'am?
I believe the housing.
Okay.
Affordable housing.
Okay, making housing more affordable, okay?
Yes.
Now, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Travis County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Grand Travis County government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Your city or township government?
Somewhat favorable.
Travis area recreation and transportation trails, also known as TART trails, T-A-R-T trails.
Okay.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable, I guess.
Do you think Grand Travis County is growing and developing? Too fast, too slow, about right?
I don't know what you could do about it, but it's growing too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Travis County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust Grand Travis County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Do you definitely trust or definitely untrust? Probably trust or probably not trust?
Probably trust.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project: to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. Here's the first one: to promote recreational opportunities. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks.
No opinion.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, man?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. The other one says to maintain existing trails.
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Somewhat disapprove.
To plan and construct new trails?
This is a very difficult subject. Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. To protect open space from residential and commercial development? To protect open spaces from residential and commercial development.
Yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve? Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Okay. Somewhat.
Thank you. To promote local economic development.
Somewhat approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
Again, somewhat approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Definitely approve.
And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, here's the first one. Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Travis County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trail to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Travis County. Which one comes closest to your, it's more important to you, the first one or the second one?
Think something about paths for schools.
Yes, that's the second one. It says constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents. Okay? And thank you so much for your patience. We highly appreciate it. Now, you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. And if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administrated for their intended purpose. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. The other one says there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much
more likely? Okay.
Much more.
The funds for this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Be matched with somewhat. sorry, repeat the answers.
I have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Somewhat likely.
Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you. And if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Is this very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grant and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very convincing, somewhat a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
In today's... Okay, thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors by physically active and have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
A very convincing,
yes.
Somewhat not too convincing,
yes.
Or not at all convincing?
Very. And may I ask how much longer, because I have an appointment coming up.
Oh, we're at 95%, ma'am. What I'll do is I'll read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste, okay?
Well, that's all right, but I don't think I can wait that long. Well,
okay. When will be more convenient for us to call you back?
I don't know. Never know. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day.